So, hello, this is Nichelle. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening. So, I've been doing these podcasts, recapping things that I feel grateful or glad about for the past week. And frankly, I was getting bored with just the kind of listing of things to be grateful for. And as a daily recap was just merely just recapping things in my day, and I think I wanted to do something different so that I don't bore myself more so than boring anyone who listens, because I don't think anyone's listening right now, so I'm not that concerned with that. But I got a great idea from Julian, which is to kind of do these on a certain theme. I have a theme for each of these, and of course these themes may repeat, but my first theme will be on confidence. Gratitude for having confidence, for people having confidence in me, my family, people I've worked with, teachers. I have so much gratitude for people having confidence in me. And then also me having confidence in other people. That takes a certain amount of trust. And also surrounding yourself with good people so that you can lean on them in times, good times, bad times, but also just having that confidence. And also is having confidence. Confidence to me just shows that you are able to be generous, to share information, share of yourself, not to the point of being a doormat, but also to, you know, share information, share blog posts, share links, share opportunities with other people, and they may do the same. When you don't come from a sense of security, knowing that there's enough supply for everyone, I think sharing becomes easy, and sharing shows confidence. Also being confident, I think this is something that Carol Kane said at TechMunch, is like being confident enough to give credit to other people, whether that's on a blog post or on a retweet. You know, that confidence saying that, you know, I'm not afraid to attribute to someone else what you got the information for, not passing it off as yourself, being confident to give credit, to let people know that you know you are letting them in on some of the things that you found out, not necessarily that you know in and everything about everything, if you get what I'm saying. And then I thought of confidence as it relates to last night when I heard Clay Shirky speak at the New York Tech Meetup, and he was talking about his latest book, which is called Cognitive Surplus, Creativity and Generosity in a Connected Age. So it's interesting how much confidence goes hand in hand with generosity, in my opinion. When you don't feel confident, when you feel vulnerable, when you feel that a lack of abundance in your life, you're less likely to be generous. And the funny thing is, when you are experiencing a lack of abundance, is probably the time when you should be the most generous. So being confident and knowing that your generosity is going to pay off, and not in a quid pro quo way or you know, keeping tabs on how much you give, and not in a kind of godfather way, like, you know, I will get a favor back in return kind of thing, but more of a you know, it just give, it makes you happy, and I think it truly brings joy to be generous. And you know, I think it's something that's is great to be. And now my time is running out. Now that I have a theme, it's not hard to talk. So good night and be confident.